Every Saturday at this time, we bring you an audio postcard. And tonight, reporter Robin Sussingham takes us to Alta, Utah, where residents have just opened a one-room schoolhouse.
Any more before we go on to the elder kids? What's 2 times 2?
4. This year, J.N. Schifelli is teaching 1st, 2nd, 5th, 7th, and 8th grades all at once.
District does not provide bus service up here because of the road and the steepness, and they just don't feel that it's safe.
Parents had pitched in by carpooling to local schools, but 10-year-old Chris Jensen remembers how dangerous the trip down the twisting mountain road could be.
The year before last, our carpool actually skidded. Well, we did a 360, 3 spins.
Now Chris says it takes less than a minute to get to school, and when the students, 8 in all, stare out the window, they see wildflowers, craggy peaks, world-class ski slopes, and, says teacher Schifelli, the occasional big game.
Before school started, there was a moose standing out on the hill a few times. So, well, it's really beautiful, too, when the kids go down in the bushes, I'm thinking, oh, gosh, I hope there's not a moose down there, of all things to worry about, you know.
And today there's evidence that there are moose down there. When the kids grab their lunch boxes and run outside onto the mountain, Chris and another boy point out moose tracks on the path to the playground.
This is where it is, and we saw a few more along the other.
Room. Yeah, there's one inside that little puddle, and
there is.
Yeah, oh, come
yeah.
on.
After lunch, the children spread their supplies out luxuriantly on their own tables. Neil Howard has art supplies on his, where he's working on his self-portrait. He remembers his school from last year.
Usually, yeah, really cramped desks, and you can barely fit everything into it, and there are 30 kids, so it's impossible to do a lot of fun things. Unlike this, you have a gigantic desk, and the teacher is always open to you, and there's not many kids your age, but when you find one, it's kind of cool.
Neil just turned 12. He sits in the second row of desks with the three other big kids, including 13-year-old Anna Mattson. Anna says she loves having younger children in her class. Kids should normally be babysitting.
We all get to help each other because Ms. Schifelli always says that everybody's an expert at something. And so even the little kids know something that I don't know about rocks or something, and so then they can teach us, and I know something that they don't know. So I just think it's a great opportunity.
J.N. Schifelli agrees. Maybe she says it's in her blood. Both her father and grandmother taught in one-room schoolhouses. For NPR News, I'm Robin Sussingham.